What's going on, everyone? Jetta Camera, John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP on a big old day as the Eagles convene at the NovaCare Complex today, the start of OTAs, which is obviously an exciting time. Sixers eliminated a couple, you know, a week or so ago, but the Eagles are coming up, and of course, we look forward to that. Phils with a big win last night in Chicago, tremendous win by the Phillies. We'll talk about it all today. Doug Peterson will talk today, and when he does, you'll hear Doug Peterson, Eagles coach, at 10:45, so a big show today, and of course, your phone calls mixed in all throughout the program, 888-729-9494. Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie, again, much to react to, including that Phils game last night, 888-729-9494. Richie Rich.
Joe.
What's up, bud?
You know, a woodpecker can beat its, you know, whatever you call it, snout, beak.
Okay.
On wood 22 times a second.
That's incredible.
And I always wondered, like, why don't they have, like, head trauma? It's amazing the way these birds are constructed.
It's like Gus Frerotte when he smashed his head into the wall those years ago.
Yes, and you saw what happened to him.
That's right.
They got spongy bone inside the skull and also fluids in there that help to absorb vibration.
Wow. How about that?
Made perfectly to do what they do.
How about that? All right, let's hit it. 888-729-9494. Great job by the Phillies last night. You know, coming back in that game, Segura with the big hit, the whole deal, Realmuto with the big hit. So hop aboard the phone lines. Obviously, they almost gave it away, but we'll certainly take your reaction to what we saw from the Phils last night. Braves win, Phils win, Phils still 2.5 games up. But a really terrific win by the Phillies last night, 888-729-9494. Again, Doug Peterson at 10:45, one of the things he's going to have to answer to today, John. And it'll be interesting to see how the Eagles head coach navigates this. Malcolm Jenkins, team leader, defensive leader, one of the best players on the team, player that I believe will be headed to the Eagles Hall of Fame when all is said and done. Obviously, a Super Bowl champ for the Birds. We find out from a host of reporters today, Malcolm Jenkins will not be with the Eagles as they practice. Doug speaks at 10:45, and then they hit the practice fields, and all the reporters are saying Malcolm's not going to be out there. Adam Schefter reporting, and I'm reading right from Schefter's tweet. He says, Eagle safety Malcolm Jenkins, who was not present for team's offseason workout program for the first time in his career, also is a no-show today for the start of the Philadelphia's organized team activities per source. Jenkins is one of the NFL's most respected players, absence notable. And, of course, a whole bunch of reporters, John, are saying this is salary-driven, that Malcolm, with 2 years left on his deal this year and then next year, and then a free agent. He's been passed by a lot of safeties in the NFL now. A lot of safeties signed this offseason. And Malcolm, who certainly is amongst the top in the league, but doesn't have that many great years left, wants to get paid. And sounds like Johnny's making a point of sitting out here to make his point known to the Eagles.
And this is, you know, this is so unusual. It's the first time that he's ever missed these organized team activities.
Yeah. And he is the team leader. I mean, you ask the guys. They'll tell you, for all the Kelce and Ertz and Carson and all the other guys that get mentioned, and Brandon Graham, a lot of guys get mentioned, he's the one guy they always all come back to say, this is the team leader.
And he does so much. He's so versatile in terms of, you know, what Jim Schwartz can do with him on the field.
Yep.
He plays safety, he plays cornerback, he plays nickel, he plays linebacker. He's all over and gives them a lot of flexibility. This guy is 31 years old. He looks across the NFL landscape and sees a guy like Tyrann Mathieu making $14 million a year, Landon Collins making $14 million a year, and he's going to be... You know, his cap hit for this year is higher than what he's going to actually make because he's got, you know, he had a signing bonus that, you know, tied in long ago. And now he's looking at what he's making compared to these young upstarts.
Sure.
And it seems it's not.
You know what?
Quite right.
I'll tell you what I think he's also looking at, an 888-729-9494. I bet you anything he's looking at that cap space Eagles have available. Because they got $28 million in cap space.
They didn't have that cap space. Listen, I think this was not something that he just did on a whim.
Oh, I agree with you.
Like, he's been planning to do this.
No, but look, he saw Brandon Graham get
paid.
He's
been planning to do this since before they had this cap space.
Oh, I know, I agree. But, I mean, they have more than I expected. I think more than most people expect them to have.
What are we looking at, like $28 million right now, something like that?
For a good team, that's a solid amount of money.
It's a lot more than what we expected.
And he's saying, hey, pay me. And, of course, they got to pay Carson Wentz also.
That's the problem. The problem is that it feels like they've been clearing this space up for Carson. And now you've got another problem. You've got the leader on the defensive side of the ball saying, hey, I deserve this too. And so you've got this quandary.
So John, who's more important than Pat? Again, 888-729-9494. If you're the Birds and you've got this cap space, and by the way, if you give if Carson gets the contract, it's going to take up an enormous amount of that available cap space. So, John, if you got to choose one guy to pay, both, by the way, with 2 years left on their deal. Let's remember this. Carson's under contract for 2 years. Malcolm's under contract for 2 years. They actually, you know, technically control the rights of both for years and years to come because, you know, technically you could, of course, franchise them. Not that you're going to want to franchise Malcolm 3 and 4 years from now. He will be a declining player. John, in your opinion, more important to pay now. Carson has shown up. Malcolm has not shown up. Both are under contract for 2 more years. If you had to weigh in here on who's more important to pay, if you had to choose one, who are you choosing?
This is going to, I don't know, it sounds kind of crazy to me because I've been pounding the table to get this done for Carson. But I feel like in the here and now, it is more important to pay Malcolm Jenkins.
I totally
disagree.
This is
a short-term deal. You can, you know, he's 31. You give him a couple years, pay him closer to what he's looking for. Make sure you lock up that leadership and you keep things sane and happy and you have the entirety of an offseason with your leader in the fold. He's going to come back. I mean, they're going to have to do this at some point. We know that this is a man of principle.
They actually don't have to,
Okay, if you want him to play.
I mean, well,
we know Malcolm Jenkins is pretty, you know, pretty principled guy.
He's going to show up.
All right.
Listen,
he's going to make this it's not going to be a protracted short term, like, you know what? I was just seeing if, you know, whatever, not a big deal. Just making a point. I wanted you to know I was upset. I don't think it's going to be like, hey, this goes away unless the Eagles take action. I mean, he's a man with a purpose. I think on the field and off, we know that about Malcolm Jenkins.
Sure.
This is important to him, and he's incredibly important to the team. Carson Wentz is certainly the man that we're building this thing around.
Yep.
But he's heading into his fourth season. You know, they're going to have him essentially, you know, locked up for two on his rookie year, and then after that, you can franchise him a couple times,
yep.
And after that, you can. I mean, basically, Carson Wentz is tied to this team if you want him here for the next 4 years.
Listen, I think it's a no-brainer that Carson's more important to pay than Malcolm Jenkins. I mean, no. First off, Malcolm's going to show up. He's not going to not show up. I mean, the whole threat of why you have to
really?
Pay Malcolm is predicated.
What makes
on,
you say he's not, he's going to show up?
Because when the players, I mean, it's so rare in the modern day NFL.
Really?
That a player actually sits out. I know.
Le'Veon Bell did last year. Don't think everyone does that. That was the exception.
That's my point.
That's why everyone was so blown away by that.
That's why it's more important to pay Carson.
And it proved to be stupid.
That's my point.
But that's Le'Veon Bell.
I understand that.
What in the world was he thinking? This is Malcolm Jenkins doing what he knows is going to elicit action.
It very well may, but again,
it's a completely different scenario.
729-9494. All right, let's get into this. If you had to choose one between Malcolm and Carson, more important to pay, obviously there's only a certain amount of cap space. And if Carson gets his deal, it takes up a huge, huge, huge amount of what's left over. We'll hit it all. I'll detail my reasons for why I think Carson is far more important to pay now, and certainly we'll rock the phone lines coming up next as well. 888-729-9494. Jared Cameron, John Ritchie on WIP.